Love that jam. Yeah, Lionel Richie. Coming at you live. Well, not really live. I'm coming at you live. Anyway, this is W. Winfrey here with the first pilot program, Our Army Podcast. I actually just got finished recording the, it was like a test take for this. And I listened back and I was like, wow, this shit is fucking boring as hell. And my main point here is I need a guest. I think it's essential for this podcast to stay interesting is I need a guest because me, myself, I have a pretty monotone voice. I would say maybe not. That's how I've always looked at it myself. I hate my fucking voice. But without a guest, this show, I don't think it can sustain itself on its own. I was listening to NCO Guides, Sergeant Major, can't think of his name right now. I think it's Dunn. I'm probably wrong. He does a podcast infrequently, on, I think it's ncoguide.com, and major props to him, not only for his podcast, but the fact that he's a sergeant major and he recognizes the internet as an entity. And that's not just making fun of him as a sergeant major. Well, it is kind of, but the point is that the ongoing joke of sergeant majors are just out of touch with reality. This guy posts infrequently, but he posts in the subreddit. He makes references to things that you would not think a sergeant major would reference. He keeps the NCO Guide podcast fairly professional, unlike me. This podcast is the antithesis of professionalism. I'm going to point that out right now. I don't think I need to put a disclaimer about how I don't represent the Army and blah, 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 you know, the PAO stuff, but I don't represent the Army. So we'll see how things go down the line. But going back to the point about me needing guests, I need guests. And Sergeant Major over at the NCO Guide thing, I think he does have guests, but his podcast is not, it's supposed to be professional. This isn't. This is supposed to be just a fun thing to listen to because you're familiar with the subreddit and you kind of want to get onto that whole, you know, what the hell's going on. And I'm not going to make this a news outlet. This is really just a forum for me to bitch and moan about whatever with whoever. Right now, I don't have a guest. I messaged a few people that responded in the thread I said where I was like, hey, I need a guest. And I did receive a lot of interest, and I thank you guys for that. Did give me the motivation to do this. I was thinking, who the fuck's going to listen to this? But some of you guys were like, hey, you know, I want to listen. I want, you know, give me a 15 to 30 minute podcast. I'll listen to it. So I did message some of you guys, and I received a little bit of feedback. I actually do have an editor who's going to hopefully be on the program at some point. I didn't ask him to be on this one because this is sort of a pilot. I did put some effort, like I said, into messaging people to be a guest, but those people either were busy or they didn't respond to my messages. So we'll see where things go down the line. But right now, I just wanted to do this initial thing, put out a little bit of information about myself, just a tad small, a little biopic, very small, and then go on to one topic I wanted to rant and rave about. I did have an anecdote I recorded in the initial test run, but I realized it was boring as shit, and like I said, my voice is not that interesting to listen to. I'm not a comedian. I'm not that funny of a person. Hopefully, if you guys give me a chance over time, as with many things like The Office, remember The Office started out fucking boring as hell, and then after the first season was like, hey, this show is fucking awesome, if that's your sort of thing. But, enough bitching about that. Although I will say one last little thing. If you're interested in being on the podcast after this, please let me know and give me, do me a favor, shoot on to vokeru.com, vokeru, which is spelt, vokeru, V-O-C-A-R-O-O, .com, and do a little recording, send me a sample of your voice, let me know, you're interested, give me a little, you don't have to do anything crazy, don't tell me about yourself, blah, 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 just do a test sample so I know what your voice sounds like. Show me that you're going to be energetic. You know, I like I said, I am monotone. I think I've said that 3 times now. But I think I'm fairly energetic enough to sustain myself as a host. So we'll see where things go down the line. But the main topic I wanted to talk about today was the Sergeant Major of the Army, his little PT program. And he made some good points. I understand the PT program is not the PT program, actually. Well, it is the problem, but he didn't reference the PT program itself as far as I saw. His thing was, a direct quote from him, "I just want soldiers out there doing good PT, working hard every day. It's critically important for them to be physically fit, not just as soldiers, but for the rest of their lives. Extend your life. Do some physical fitness." And kudos to him. He's 100% on point. And he's also right about, what is it, soldiers not going out there and actually doing the PT. That's also true. But he did not focus on the fact, and I'm not even making the joke about the Sergeant First Classes that, Sergeant's First Class that do not do PT or fat, blah, blah, blah. My problem is the PT program itself. Yeah, PRT supposedly is a great workout, but we have to look at PT as a whole. And I'm not going to go too long about this because, no, I mean, it's really just beating a fucking dead horse. But the issue here is that we have soldiers that go to formation, and I don't know about you guys, but every unit I've been in from Fort Campbell to my time here, in my college, you stand around in PT formation for a lot of that time. And stretching's important, but are PRT stretches or warm-ups or whatever really that effective? I'm not sure. I'm not a physical scientist or whatever the hell those guys are called. But the point is that a lot of that time is spent in formation, which is fine. I mean, it's not fine, but you're using up that PT time. And then a lot of the events you do are formation related. I had a first sergeant, and I'm not just singling her out specifically, but I had a first sergeant that said, PT is an individual event. We don't really do a whole lot in PT. And she's right. She's absolutely right on both points. PT is an individual event, and we don't get much out of PT. But that's a fucking problem. When you are making us come to PT formation every day, or in the case of Huachuca, every day but Thursday, and okay, every working day, why are you admitting that we're not utilizing that time properly to get a real workout? On top of the fact that almost every installation that I'm aware of has some form of a gym. I know, you can't shove every unit on post into a gym, at least most posts and most gyms would not be able to deal with that capacity. I understand that. But hell, allocate some of the funds that a unit has for gym equipment or something. I know when I was at Campbell, we would go to the bay and push around Humvees and shit like that. And yeah, those are team building exercises, but you could get workouts that way. Or, there's ways around that. There's ways around that. But my point is that PT, you know, people come to PT in the morning, and I know this is probably the majority of soldiers, at least the enlisted soldiers, which do make up the majority anyway. They'll come to PT in the morning, and they'll be like, well, I kind of worked out this morning, so I'm good. But you just had this first sergeant, and this has been every unit I've been in so far, and again, that's not every unit in the Army ever. I fucking understand that. But most units, I would say, that's an issue. You have these units that do not do a real workout. And admit it! Why? Why are you making us come to this formation? I've heard, well, it's a team building thing and blah, blah, blah. Really? Is that really so important? I feel like that's a cop-out. That's a fucking cop-out, in my opinion. again, I don't have 20 years, 30, 40 years of military experience. I got it. But that's just my perspective. And I'm sure someone out there agrees. But maybe I'm fucking wrong. I don't know. Who really gives a shit about my opinion? By the way, I looked that up. It's Sergeant Major Dan Elder, not Sergeant Major Dunn. And it's NCOguide.net. NCOguide.com is different. So, my bad for that. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for listening. Let's make the show a community thing. Give me feedback. Tell me what sucks. Tell me what is good. You know, I want your feedback, good and bad. Try to make it constructive. If you think it sucks, that's fucking fine. Tell me, hey, Dub, this thing fucking sucks, but this is what you need to fix. Let me know what the issue is. With that said, I'm not going to say that this podcast, this pilot episode, is the standard by which you should judge the rest of the series, hopefully. I don't have a guest. There's no editing in this episode, just done by me, and I'm a horrible editor. Hopefully, my buddy, JB, who I'm going to call him from now on, make a little berry thing like from Game Grumps, if you're familiar. JB, hopefully, will be the premier editor for my program. Little podcast here, so let's see what we can make this. It could be fun, could be shitty. Maybe I won't do anything after this because everyone will be like, this fucking sucks, don't do anymore. We'll see what happens. But again, thanks for you guys listening, and any feedback you have, you want to be on the show, all that good stuff, please let me know. And that's it. So thanks for listening. Good night and good luck. Life is good, bitches. Wild and sweet. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control.